Too bad.
She's working on getting that set up. She said she'd get it set up first.
We never had to wait. You want to paycheck this one, bud?
Sorry, bud. Okay, I'm ready.
All right, we're going to call the February 6th meeting to order. All stand and say the pledge allegiance of flag.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, first we're going to do the payroll and claims. Did you read the minutes from the last? Do I have a motion to approve the minutes?
Approve the minutes and claims.
Yeah.
Make a motion to approve. I'll second.
Got a motion and a second. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right, new business. Larry Sears from Madarieville, is he here? Terry, you want to come up next, being Trey in here?
Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
How you doing today? Just got some small stuff for you here. I've got a list of things here. We're going to sell out at the Olson Auction. 1998 three-quarter ton pickup, Woods ditch bank mower, 14 truck tires. They're off them. Wrecked ones, bottom line is. Need to get rid of them. They're just sitting out there. Whatever we get for them, let's sell this stuff. Get rid of them. The mower, maybe it'd been better off to wait a month or two for the next one. I don't. And then, speaking of mowers, we got a chance to buy a mower. Same thing we got, Woods ditch bank mower. Bob Plummer's got it. Bottom line is, good used mower. He's got a fair price on it, $2,700. We've got $10,000 in our budget. We want to go ahead and buy this mower, and I want to get him paid as soon as I can if I get the okay to buy the mower. And I went and looked at it. It's a good mower, so. Farmer used it, so the county guys, so you know what.
Mm-hmm.
A lot better than once we got, so that's. A new one's about $8,000, so we figured half price would be good, so this is quite a bit cheaper than that, so. I guess we need your okay to buy the mower.
Is there anything major you can see wrong with it?
No.
No.
No. We know what they, I've run one for years, and the only thing, it's got a little ring on the top there, you know, from the blade going around, but no, it's, I'd say it's 3/4 as good as a new one. For a fourth the price, we need to buy this thing, so.
I make a motion to give it Karen Gary approval to buy it. I'll second.
I got a motion and a second to buy the ditch bank mower off the Plumbers for $2,750.
$2,700, Kenny.
Okay.
Bottom line is, it's just like ours. We got the parts and everything for it, and you can tell when they're wore out. This thing's, and we sell the one out of Olson's. Who knows what it'll bring, I guess.
Well, I got a motion and a second. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion's carried.
I guess, Laura, a favor, if we could kind of speed up the payment process on this, I don't know. I don't want to rush you. We've got money in our budget. I'd just like to get him his check.
Have a submitted claim.
As soon as we can, I guess. I don't know. Would that be this week?
Yeah, if you can submit a claim, we can get a check. We can put a check.
Okay, I'll have Jessica do that. I believe she's mentioned if we got it in today or tomorrow, that speeds it up, I guess. So that way we can get it and get it to the garage. And
now on your equipment, you're going to have, that's going to have to be advertised 2 weeks before the sale.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have it in time?
Mm-hmm.
Now you need to call out there and make sure it's advertised. You can call Nathan.
Call Nathan.
242-1260.
Okay, I guess what I'm getting at is I'll probably, I'll write that down. What was that number, 242?
242-1260, so we can get any advertisement.
When is the deadline, you know?
It's probably Thursday, okay. This week.
We'll get a hold of him tomorrow. Bottom line is, if Jessica puts it in the paper Thursday, I think that's...
Run for 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's right before the sale. That's the way we had it planned, okay? So that's all taken care of. The only other thing we had was, and Michelle wanted to know on our time for the 410s, we was going to go with the pay period starting April 23rd through October 21st, if that's all right, on the 410-hour shift. That's the 6 months during the summer, so mm-hmm. All right.
Sorry with me.
Say that again. What was that?
We're going to give her the date.
April 23rd. And it would end up on October 21st. I'd do the 410s.
You need a motion for that.
I'm just letting you guys know, I guess.
Sorry. Do it every year. I don't think we need.
It's already on a written policy that they can do that. Yeah.
So, you guys got any questions for us?
Thank you for getting a tree cut.
Yeah, that guy was pretty hardcore about that. So, we like to make everybody happy. Take care.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Purdue would look better. I Doug Dutwine, I see he's not here either tonight. Jeff isn't here yet.
Yeah, he said he would be delayed.
He'd be late?
Yeah, he'd be late, so.
Probably not be too late.
Yeah, we're motoring right through this. All right, we got a set the date and time for the health insurance presentations, which is February the 28th. You contacted?
I just put that in there as a tentative.
This is their yearly update on the policies, on the renewal?
The renewal is in August, but there are several insurance companies that would like to present, and so if we... They would like to come in and discuss it with the commissioners, and because it can be lengthy, it would be a separate session rather than at a regular session.
Okay, that's up to you guys what you do on that. There, you can listen to as many proposals as you want, but you also get inundated with proposals. Years ago, we cut down on that. Part of the process was that we came up with an agenda request form. Did they fill out any agenda request form?
No.
Typically, we send them agenda requests and say, why do you want to talk to the commissioners? I mean, and they might be generic and say, well, we just want to present. Or is this, do you know what kind of insurance it is?
Health insurance.
It's health insurance, okay. And then there's a bidding process if it's because it's a significant contract. So we almost had a little issue last time. I don't know if you guys remember.
Yeah. Coming.
And we couldn't just switch insurance at the last minute. So I guess this is early enough that you can consider it. But
so what is the
you got
process?
Irritated. People got irritated. That's a good question.
Do they have guidelines that they set for the insurance? I mean, you know, they wanted so much for deductible. Did they have any of that?
Well, that's the problem. I mean, that you're not comparing apples to apples. I mean, Gene back there can tell you, you don't compare insurance just by rates because you don't know what you're getting. You know, he could sell me a liability policy for, you know, on my house that covers half the cost if it burns down, but it was a lot cheaper. But, you know, I think probably the proper process would be to share information about what we, it's public record anyway, but to put together some sort of a list of important data that is here's who had the number of insurers we have, you know, the number of all the relevant things, I mean, what kind of deductible we currently have, what our premium is, what our co-payment is, all of those things that would be relevant in determining an insurance premium, and then publish that and offer, invite a bid, invite everybody to bid. Last time this happened 2 years ago or so, we had an insurance company that was very upset that they didn't know that we were just letting people come in and bid. And we do have a relationship with our current insurance company where we would like to allow them to also bid, you know, to let them know, hey, we're interested in hearing other proposals. I think if you just start letting them come in one at a time, there isn't any parameters. It's tough stuff anyway to keep track of all of that. What exactly are you selling me? Without having some guideline of this is where our starting point is, this is what we have right now. How are you going to change that to reduce our premiums? Because they might say, you know, we're going to.
Well, I think Laura's had several that's approached her. I've had a couple that's called me, you know.
It's a big piece of business.
So what is the recommendation? That we put a bid out? That we publish a bid?
Well, I'd rather not be held to my spitballing off the top of my head at this moment. If you could give me till the next time to come up with what I think might be a better plan, then okay. You can let whoever it is that's asking you that this is how we want to do it. Is that fair?
We just want to get it in. We don't want to delay until August like they did last year.
I
know we were in those meetings
You're
when
right.
they did that, and it was just
it was
like
too late. You're right.
Yes.
You're right.
And
this
so we
time.
Want to do it as soon as we can get a step ahead.
Basically. This is absolutely the right time, and I'm not opposed to it. Let's just do it right from the beginning. If this is something that you want to do, then I can.
So you
thought into it and to make some suggestions.
So we'll postpone setting a date until the next
until the,
meeting.
Yeah, was it the 20th?
21st.
21st. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I'll have some. I'll make a note here. Get something together.
One question. The commissioners, and I don't think the Commonwealth either has any health insurance. Could we possibly have better life insurance?
Well, I don't know if the commissioners even have life insurance.
Yeah, we have 20,000 right now.
Don't be telling people that. That's right.
Well, they're not the beneficiaries.
Oh, that could be something that could be asked. You know, can Kevin put that in a thing?
I asked last time, and Bennett said he couldn't issue any more. The company wouldn't let it.
Well, I thought if you paid your premium, it didn't make any difference, does it, Kevin?
And I also could pay
there the are, premiums. There are new rules. I don't know about life insurance. The health insurance is a different animal now under the Affordable Care Act, but I don't know about life insurance. I've never heard of not being able to buy more life insurance.
Well,
I've never heard of an insurance agent that didn't want to sell more life insurance. But, so, we can check into it. I can talk to David and find out what he meant by that.
So we're going to put that off till the next meeting until you come up with it.
Okay.
Then we got permission to set up the presentation by the courthouse preservationist from the Indiana Counties of Association at the next joint meeting.
Yes, I'm not sure if that's going to come through, but at the last conference I talked to the president of the Indiana Counties Association and asked him about what the options are with an old courthouse and the situation with the ADA. And he said that we need to contact or get with this person who is a preservationist for courthouses, and he's supposed to get me the information on that. So I was hoping that he would be able to come and present at a joint meeting. It may not be the next one, so, but I'm asking for permission to get that set up.
Need a motion or just say yes?
I don't know. Do I need a motion, Kevin?
No.
To what, to set that up?
Yeah.
No.
No. Well, we all agree, so we all can go ahead. All right. Jeff, you want to come on up? You're next dog on the list. You know you're not in trouble for being late.
Oh, boy. How's his head?
Oh, yes. Talking to you. One thing I really have is, I want to let you guys know that we got the, two of the trucks will come in. So, they didn't come in exactly how we wanted, so they knocked some money off, but we should be able to fix them up all right. Trying to catch my breath. That shouldn't get me so soon after coming up the street.
Maybe you run across the street.
Yeah. And so, one of them's in, and the other one's supposed to be in this week. So we'll have those going. We've got the reserve program started. We've got four guys that we've got through the 40-hour pre-basic course. They've still got some more. One of them's still got to finish up a test. We're starting to try to get some of them outfitted, and they'll start riding with the other guys here pretty soon. So, looks like I think they've got four good candidates. So, hopefully that works out, and we'll be able to show a little more presence without a lot of cost. So, excited about that. I know, I feel like we talked at that conference, so I kind of got everybody caught up except you, bud. The we are housing inmates for Howard County now, with our DOC people. We're pretty close, $18,000-$19,000 a month, and everybody's been paying pretty quick, so you know, that's money that goes into the general fund. We're about to finish the water project as far as having the computer part of it lined up. Jeff's been working on that, Jeff Johnson. And they're supposed to be here, I think, March 3rd with the computer. And hopefully we'll have all that, and that project will be done. And you know, that's where we can, the person in the pod can actually turn off the toilet and an individual cell, so we won't have any problems with inmates flooding cells. We had one part-time person leave. We're looking for a part-time person in the kitchen. We've got it temporarily filled, but we'll need to get another person in there for part-time. We've had a little bit of turnover as for jailers. We're full staff, but he's hired a few part-time. So I think that's it, unless you guys have. We're getting real close on the 911 center to get that finally switched over as far as the P25. The state keeps backing that up. I think now we're sometime here in late February, early March to get that all switched over. And once that's done, that'll be a good thing. We'll have a payment coming on that, so that's about it, I think.
Did you get your loan stuff for your cars?
We're all ready to go. We're just waiting on those vehicles to come in. That the Dobson said the van should be 30 days, and you know, we're past that, so we're just waiting on that to come in. We've got it all set up to get its lights and everything put in it, and then it'll go to the company in Warsaw. It takes everything out of the old van as far as the security for the inmates. And then we're waiting on that third truck to come in. So, but yeah, I've talked to Kruger at the bank, and we're good to go. We're just waiting on the vehicles to get here, so you know exactly how much we're talking about. And then, did Colleen get a hold of you?
My what?
Question on people's protests.
Oh, yes.
Actually, Laura.
No, Connie called me.
Sorry. I was talking to Laura. I don't have an answer for you at this moment.
What do you...
Generally, we have to have it be a permit for that, but whether or not that's in place, I don't know.
All right. I'll ask the other questions I got for that after the meeting.
And the courthouse, I just know, the courthouse wall, I know from that wall in is county property. Anything out of that is town. Somewhere between the sidewalk and the street.
I think what we've got is just some, the description anyways, I don't know any of them, is that they want to protest a thing that's going on in circuit court tomorrow, and I think they just want to walk on the sidewalk with signs saying that, what they're protesting.
Most hearings are public. Why don't they go to the courtroom?
I don't know. I don't think that's what they want to do. They want to walk on the sidewalk.
I don't recommend they hold up a sign or something.
They don't know what the sign says.
So anyway, let me ask you, because I told this lady I'd call her back tonight, so I'll ask you some more questions after the meeting. And I think that's it. The vehicle thing's getting straightened out here once the trucks are in. I think we're in pretty good shape overall.
And Jeff got a training session over at his office this last week. I don't know if you guys were aware. We went over a couple of days and went through with all the deputies about the new policies we're going to have in place for the when they take people out to the Plaskett Memorial Hospital. We were having some unusual amount of charges. Jeff picked up on that. Noticed that we were being overcharged on that for years, probably. Not the hospital fault, I'm not saying, but it was perhaps a misunderstanding what the law is, and we've now got a new contract, a new understanding, new forms for the officers, new forms are out the hospital. Everybody's been trained on it, so hopefully that expense is going to be drastically reduced. So, we did that last week.
What's the law state? If we take them out there, we got to pay to have them. The medical part of it, we can't get reimbursed from them?
No, we can't. And I sent a letter to the prosecutor. It's actually quite involved, but there's certain situations where we have coverage, certain situations where we don't. So in a nutshell, somebody's picked up at a scene and they are a suspect that the officer has probable cause to arrest. I told the officers, don't let whether we have to pay a bill interfere with your job. You do your job. You've got probable cause to arrest them, you arrest them. Now, if they need to go to the hospital, you take them there. That situation, we are not covered by insurance. That's where our contract kicks in with the hospital. And we are obligated under statute to pay the statutory, Medicare reimbursement rate plus 4%. This year, Medicare reimbursement rate is 32%, so we're paying 36%, 36 cents on the dollar. So if somebody has a $1,000 medical bill, we're paying $360, all right? That's automatic discount that we're entitled to. If that individual is taken to jail and booked in and later needs to go to the hospital for whatever reason, or they're already been housed in the jail for weeks and they need to go to the hospital, we have a health insurance policy that covers that. It's called correctional
quality care.
We pay a premium for that. They cover the bill. And after 30 days, there's a new federal law that allows inmates that have been in there for 30 days or more to be on Medicare or Medicaid coverage. So our health insurance is even off the hook that way. But if they're housed, it's not our headache. We were trying to differentiate. There's some gray areas where, for example, and then the other situation, somebody's in an accident, they're not a suspect to a crime. The officer takes them to the hospital because there's lack of ambulance space or something. We're not responsible for that. Those are some of the bills that have made their way to the county anyway and have been paid by the county. Also, we noticed that, and this kind of prompted another issue, that Jeff noticed that the town of Winnemac officers, when they took them out there, the bill would come to the county, and the county was paying it. That was what Jeff pointed out to them, that that's not the county's responsibility, that's the town's responsibility, and then they decided to pull $32,000 worth of funding away from 911 to cover it.
Well, you guys will be in that discussion here pretty
quick. That's coming
up,
so we're going to respond to that position, because that's
So there were some gray areas we had to cover. There were a lot of different things, like an EDO, which is an emergency detention order. They're not under arrest, but they are in custody. Does that qualify? Do we have to pay that? No, we don't. We researched that and figured out we do not have to cover that if they had to go to the hospital first. Lots of little situations like that. What if they're not under arrest yet, but we're going to question them? While they're not under arrest, we don't have to pay that bill. So we've tried to clear that up in the written contract. It's a 4-page contract. It's in the auditor's office. Pretty straightforward. It says all the law in there. But we did some training on it, and there were a lot of questions, so it kind of helped out. But should really cut down on the cost. That's kind of it.
Okay.
I'd like to compliment to you and your staff. I think somebody lit a firecracker last month. You see guys out on patrol, I've never seen them out there before. They're all over. They've really stepped it up.
Yeah, they're a busy bunch. They're young guys and gals, and my philosophy's always been you can pay them to sit around, you can pay them to work. And their work is being out looking and doing their job. So, I'll say again, they're young, so I'm sure they'll make some mistakes and all that. But I think they treat people right, and they work hard, and they're an honest bunch. So I think, society today asks a lot of the police, and it's hard to find somebody that wants to take on that responsibility for what they get paid. And so far, I think this group's doing a good job. But, again, I say they're going to make some mistakes. But
if you're not working, you'll never make a mistake.
That's right.
I've been hearing a lot of couples.
Well, good. It surprised me when, they've been cranking for a while now, I think. And I really thought, I'd be getting a lot of calls saying, hey, blah, 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 blah. And we do get some of those, but my first question is, did they treat you right? And it's always been, yeah, they were very nice to me. And, that's what we want. And that makes it kind of harder then to continue the argument with them. Probably, did you do something wrong? Okay, so then where do we go from there? But no, I do. I'm proud of them, and there's a lot of people there that do a good job. The dispatchers do a good job. We've got some good jailers, and they do a good job for us. But thank you, bud. I'll pass that on. I appreciate you saying it.
That's it. Although I didn't answer your question, Kenny. Can they reimburse you? I was looking at my notes. The last part of that, part on the medical bills, is that we found that if they're convicted of the crime, they can be obligated by the court to reimburse the county for that expense. And we have sent a letter to the prosecutor. I can send you a copy of it if you want to explain this. Here's what we've done, and we would like you to start doing this. He hasn't responded yet, but it's only been a couple of days.
Well, it's not fair to send that to jails. I mean, when they're,
To me, that's kind of the scary side of my job, is that you're almost playing Russian roulette on, we get somebody that's very ill in jail that we have to hold. I mean, it could be thousands of dollars a day in medication. But,
and then if you didn't take care of them, then they'd be suing you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, there's no... I went down that road, and Kevin showed me the law, and of course that's what I swore to uphold. So if the law says we got to pay, then I'm going to pay. But I didn't like it. Kevin's got tired shaking his head at me about, well, Jeff, you might want to do this or you're going to get sued. So and I understand that, but it is a kind of a hard pill to swallow. And I know, discussing it with you guys in various places, that we all have those feelings, but it's what the law says. So,
Jeff, I got a question. Maybe I'm jumping ahead. You have a man who wants to attend a conference there in Orlando, Florida.
That's the jail commander, Jerry, and he showed me the school. I think it's a good one. It has a lot to do with some constitutional law issues that, we face a lot in the jail. And even the state's starting to look at this a lot. When somebody gets, the county and the sheriff gets sued from somebody in the jail, it's almost never a thing like what we get inspected on. you know, when the jail inspector comes in, he's got a little meter and he, you have enough lumens, light in the place. Is it clean? Is the food properly taken care of? Is sanitation, you know, it's all that kind of stuff. And we do very well. I mean, even before my time, this jail has always done very well with its inspections. The problem with that is that when you get sued by an inmate, it's usually not over that kind of stuff. It's over, you know, we inspected his mail, or we inspected legal mail, and you're not allowed to do that. You know, I'm trying to think of some.
Are they being allowed to practice their religion? Are they allowed to get married while they're in there? These are just questions that Stephen Taylor has called me with in the last year. Are they, I mean, they get the craziest questions.
And I understand what you're saying, you know, Florida, you know, what's this guy doing there? But, you know, he showed it to me. It's put on by, I can't think of it, but it's the Association, National Association of Jails.
Okay.
And so they're looking at it that way, and I'm going to pay for that out of commissary, you know, so it's not general fund money. It's the money that the jail kind of generates itself that I'll pay that for. But that's what that's about, Jerry. Okay. It's all those kind of issues. You know, he showed it to me, and I thought, yeah, you know, it probably is worth going. It just happens to be. I appreciate you asking the question. I really do.
The second page shows that.
Is he flying down or he's been driving?
He's gonna fly.
Yeah.
I think he got it for a couple $100 there and back. Oh. It's pretty cheap.
I'd never drive.
Just curious, what does the whole wheel account to, I guess to you, but what does it cost to send him down there?
What's the conference cost? I think it's $400 or $500.
$425.
$425. Okay. So it's not that bad.
I think it's a 4-day conference. You know, like I said, I know the one that stuck out in my eye was that constitutional issues, and you know, and the fact the states get the Indiana Sheriff's Association is even trying to get that to where jail inspections are more done on that thing. They'll come in and look at your policies and see if you're following those. And not so much as far as, you know, are they getting the right amount of calories and that kind of thing, which I think is important, but that's not really usually what you get sued over. It's over these constitutional issues where you
buy. You know what that commissary fund is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, thanks, Jeff. You answered my question. All right. Yep.
Nobody have anything.
All right. Hey, thank you, guys.
Thank you for coming.
A lot, Adam.
I think he will, Bud. I mean, you know, you never know until you actually get down there, but I think he will. You know, he's been a jailer over there for, I want to say, about 7 or 8 years, and he was kind of Phil's right-hand guy, and, you know, now I'm sure he still calls Phil on a regular basis up there in Stark County, but... you know, I think it's worthwhile going to, and just for the reasons I've said. So we'll see when he gets back. You know, he'll bring all the stuff back and look at it and see if it was. You know, you just never know until you go.
Thank you. Somebody asked we have a way to reach.
Yeah. No, I don't ever mind you guys asking questions. I appreciate them.
Just tell them the inmates are paying for it, because the commissary gets the money that they generate off of selling the inmates stuff. And
you raise your prices on their stuff every year for the commissary? Or?
You know, I don't know. It's I don't think we do. I don't think we do a thing. It makes it's contracted to a company. I know some sheriffs do it themselves.
No, that we have a contract. Like he farms it out. Contract, get a set payment. Okay.
And
well, I didn't know that they set the payment for the charge on that stuff, because you know stuff does go up. I mean,
yeah, they can look and what they want to buy, and it's actually some people up in Wisconsin, and the inmate goes online, does it all, it's automatically taken out of their account, this company. They're, like I say, they're up in Wisconsin. Phil's actually went up there. I've never been up there, but he went up there. It's kind of a little mom and pop place. They put it all in these bags, and then a truck delivers it twice a week down here. All the jailers have to do is take it. It's got the inmate's name on it, pass it out to them, and
basically they mark up a Snickers bar a dollar, and you get 50 cents, and they get 50 cents. And it's a pretty good deal for the county.
And then the, you know, phones are done that way. There's phones back there. It's done that way. And all this stuff's moving towards people actually getting iPads. The company will provide iPads, and then they can listen to music or look at whatever, FaceTime with their families.
Phone calls and that sort of thing.
Yeah, it's all the, it's different companies, but it's all done the same, kind of the same way.
Good deal.
All right, yeah. Thank you, Gus.
Thank you.
Did you want me to, I'll stay after and read it, or?
I'll get it to you right now.
Jody, I know you're not on the agenda, but you want to come up and introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about what you do?
Well, I'm Jody Publins with DLZ, and we are engineers and architects. We have offices in South Bend, Fort Wayne, Indianapolis, Munster, and the surrounding states also. I just wanted to come by to let you know that we do specialize in historic courthouse renovations. We have several ADA specialists on staff. We've done quite a few of the courthouses and jails and stuff in the area. Probably the closest jail would be Stark. We did that one. And we've done quite a few courthouse renovations also. We've also done the ADA transition plans, and we can do all kinds of different levels of ADA work, everywhere from training your people to do some of the ADA work or for us to put a complete plan together. Just depends on what you have and what your needs are. And we also do roads and bridges. So I just wanted to introduce myself, say hello.
Did you do the elevator at Stark County? Did you guys design that?
In the courthouse or in the
courthouse?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I can check, but I don't think so.
So that's something you guys do, though?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. So.
And you know Jerry and this?
Yes, we met Jerry.
And that's
Hi.
Bud Crow.
Hi, nice to meet you. So that was it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Do we have any comment from the public? I guess we'll move on to. You want to do the old business next?
I'd like to approve the conference request.
Okay, you want to do that next?
Yeah, I'd like to approve them all with Jeff and Jason's going to conference and Christy going to the Fair Oaks. Approve them all in one motion.
All right. I've got Dan Murphy, the prosecutor's office, Joe Lynn, Sherry Gaylord and David Kuhn, and they're going to the software training. Sherry Gaylord's going to the threat and hazard identification, risk and assessment. Dan Kane to the NIA Center Management Certification Program, March the 13th through the 17th. Teresa Byron and Mardell Renslag to the Indiana Treasurers Association State Called Annual Conference. Steve Tabler to the 2017 Jail Association Conference in Orlando, Florida. Steve Taylor, Kenton Lovely, Brian McKinney, Ben Beers, the CELS ratification procedure, that's May the 22nd through the 24th, South Bend. Phil Ferd, Field Training Office School, March the 20th, Lafayette, Fred Rogers. Jason Woodruff, IDEA Annual Training Conference. Jeff Richline and Jackson Woodruff, the 2017 Legislature Conference. Christy Hoffa, First Deputy to the Clerks, Northern District at Fair Oaks. Laura Wheeler to Right Stuff Timekeeping Training, March 7th and 8th. And I guess that's all. Now you want to make a motion to?
I'm going to make a motion to approve
all the conferences.
Okay. I'll second.
I got a motion and a second. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. All right, we got a new appointment for the Wenamac Plan Commission. Do we have anybody for that? We need an appointment.
You have to have a Democrat.
Didn't know they give you...
Actually, you appointed Jerry at the last meeting, but he can't do it because it has to be a Democrat. And so I don't know who you want to put in there, or you want...
Well, you want to talk to one of the... What is her name?
I'd like to have a month to find somebody.
Postpone.
Table's dead for a month. All right, next business, assign a Northwest Indiana Solid Waste District Board of Directors.
I've got all that on your signature. I just want to make sure you didn't sign.
Does it have to be a list of that to town and all that?
I just put it on there. I don't know.
Changed now.
Point for my plan commission must be...
Need a motion?
No, we already did it last month.
Okay.
That's the proof that you are the cafeteria clerk. You appointed those last month too. You have to make sure that...
All right, we need to sign the thing for Kirksey. We made the appointments last month, but... Does anybody else got anything to say from the public before we... Okay, we got Nathan Oringer requested for the marketing advertising fund. We tabled that last month. He isn't here, so we... Any discussion?
I myself think that there's cheaper ways to advertise to get people coming into the community.
Well, I do too.
I think over the internet, a lot can be done.
Got a lot more response off the internet. If you want to do something, I think you need to make a web page. I know you want to put stuff on TV, but my thing is that most people don't watch TV. They're on the internet at night or on their iPad looking at stuff. And I talk to a lot of younger people, and you ask them if they're going camping or something, where are they going to look? Well, first place they're going to look is on the internet. They're not going to watch TV to find out where they're going to go camping. That's just my opinion.
I thought this was so important to get to know tonight and share those.
Well, I see he wasn't on the agenda, so... We just want to table again until he comes back and approaches us.
Well, if you know what you want to do, you can do what you want to do.
Well, I think I agree with Jerry. I think there are better ways to spend our money advertising than advertising on TV commercials.
Is this coming grant money his money?
I know zero about it. I don't know anything about it.
I thought he had money that the council had given him, is what he told us.
I think they put it in his budget.
Yeah.
I think they gave him.
But he has to have.
Give him $45,000.
Permission from you guys to spend it. So there's a line item for it, but that doesn't mean that you have to approve spending on it.
I heard a lot of complaints on what he just had last year. I don't know if we should let him increase it or not.
Well, last year, I know he wasn't.
He ran one big ad last year. I don't think he's planning on doing it. I think he was pitching something more incremental or smaller, but it was similar price, I think, but just more advertisements. But you'd have to ask him the details and where, I assume the money's coming in. Well, from the general fund for that line item, I guess. I'm not aware of any grant, but you'd have to ask him.
I think the council gave him either 45 or Earl K.
I think it was $45,000. I want to see our, you know, Plastic County Girl, but I think there's better ways to advertise than on TV. That's just my opinion.
Make a motion with cable.
I second the motion. That motion is second. All signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Is there any other business? I've asked this the third time. Anybody else want to have anything to say?
Do you have any sign? Is there a sign that she did everyone did?
Yeah, there's a sign. It's there then.
Right here.
I'm sure we're busy counting for. Sure, it'll rain so the truck gets moist.
It'll rain. It'll sprinkle tonight. Next meeting will be Monday, the February 21st at 8 o'clock in the morning.
That's Tuesday.
Well, it says Monday.
Twentieth, something. What's the 20th? Holiday.
It's Monday.
Monday's a holiday. Maybe it's 27th.
Not Music Kingdom.
Oh, is it?
President's Day.
So it's Tuesday. It is the 21st.
Yes.
At 8 o'clock in the morning. I'm just reading what's on my paper.
I screwed that up too.
We all make mistakes. If we didn't, we wouldn't be human.
Ted, why is it 8 o'clock in the morning? I'm just asking.
We used to do that before. Years ago, they always had the meetings in the mornings. That way the department heads were here in the courthouse. They didn't have to drive back in at night. In the wintertime, made a lot of sense. You know, they're already here, so they come in. The highway used to come in at 9 o'clock in the morning. We used to get the guys out to work. The highway superintendent come in here. And it's just going to save a lot of people a lot of headaches from coming in here at night. You know, if they just come right from their office, come right up here and do their business. So we thought we'd split it up. That way, they, you know, we'd still do one meeting at night and one meeting in the morning. And that way it'd be for the people that's here. That
it's only been exclusively at night for 4 years, I think.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it was always, you wanted one in the morning and one at night. Yeah. So that got switched.
Just for the convenience of our office holders.
Just curious.
Yeah. I mean, I thank you for asking.
Some people are charging us overtime to go to meetings at night. This is kind of what they got. Anything else? Well, I'll make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
I got a motion and a second to adjourn the meeting. All but signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carried.
You guys get the emails tonight.
From the sour approach.
No problems now? There are problems?
We're getting some.
Can you get up that early, Joe? Can you get up that early in the morning, 8 o'clock, come to the meeting?
I'm not.
I
We figured that way. Come in this little house and we're here. They can fill her in here. We go on the drainage board right after lunch. We have to be here for lunch. Do the drainage board at the meeting and then after that, the joint council meeting and do it all in one day. Everybody's right here. We get it all done at one time to save everybody time and money for traveling back and forth.
Makes sense.
The third was the.
Yeah.
I just wondered why.
Yeah.
I thought it was a special occasion.
16th was a holiday, so it's Tuesday, 17th.
No special occasion.
What's going on at courthouse?
Thank you very much.
There's a court case up and there's some people going to protest the court.
What's the court case?
I don't know.
Is it a liar?
Don't know what it is. Hey.
You're listening. It's all right. Have a good evening.
Am I supposed to say, sir?
Howard called me tonight. He goes, what the hell's going on down there? And I said, why? Our trusty cousin, there's five game wardens patrolling Wasnag County. I said, no shit. And he goes, well, I'm collecting. He's telling everybody. He said, you guys are scared. You need three guns.
Who said that?
I'm trusty. Was he called out?
Are they?
No, not that I know of.
They'll be after quick draw.
Oh, yeah, I heard that. Yeah, but I heard he wasn't 80 feet off the road.
How far I was off the road?